Coast to Coast with Art Bell. I'm Ross Mitchell. I'm a former member of ABBA.
Thank you very much, Ross Mitchell, for that very unfunny introduction. It only goes to show what Phil Hendry has said for a long time. Staff announcers, traffic people, weather chicks, just do the stuff and get off. Try not to do shtick. Good evening and welcome from across the fruited plain, around the globe, from the trapping areas of northern Canada to the very hot and humid climes of the equatorial regions, to where our Empire Penguin friends march annually. This is Coast to Coast AM. I'm Art Bell. Tonight, we are going to check in with General Johnson Jameson on the truth about Flight 19. Flight 19, the five Navy planes that were lost forever after taking off from an air station in Fort Lauderdale in 1945. What happened to them? Some say they were sucked into the Bermuda Triangle. Some say they might have gone through a wormhole. Others say perhaps they are in another dimension. The Bermuda Triangle and the fate of Flight 19 tonight on Coast to Coast. But first, this from Peenemann Enterprises. Friends, as you know, the world is coming to an end very quickly. It won't be long now before there isn't anything, food, water, nothing. No communications and certainly no way of bartering or trading. Have you thought about the wonderful opportunities available in raccoon pelts? Yes, friends, that's right. All you have to do is write down this number, 1-800-RACCOON-ASS. That's 1-800-RACCOON-ASS, and call that number to get your free supply of raccoon pelts. Wonderful for trading with Road Warrior. Or if you like to just make a hat out of it, make sure the tail isn't in your face. You'll think there's a cat sleeping on your head. That's right, raccoon pelts, the new way to trade in the future when money is useless. New from Peenemann Enterprises. General Jameson is on the line with us here now from Saskatchewan.
You sound kind of bored, Bell.
I am bored. I'm very bored. I can't wait. I've retired in real life, but I'm also waiting for Phil Hendry to retire on the 23rd of June so we can just stop doing all of this nonsense, trying to get people to believe these things are important. Of course, they're not.
Well, speak for yourself, Bell, because... Oh, they're not, huh? Well, I'm here to tell you they are important. Number one, a very big discovery came today for me. I found out after watching a film called River's Edge that Dennis Hopper is a great inspiring individual. He had a blow-up sex doll as a friend in that movie. As you know, I have one. Now, in the film, I thought he killed his doll. I think he did. I think he shot it and one of the kids in the movie. So I'm going to get my doll. Get the doll, Igor.
Yeah!
It is right here. Let me just squeeze it. All right. There's the air going. See that? The air went right out. Don't give a sweet Jesus. Now, Art.
Yes.
I bet you're thinking I'm a real butt plug, aren't you?
I'm not thinking anything. Just go on ahead.
Flight 19 took off in December of 1945 from the Fort Lauderdale Air Station. The airplanes were piloted by student pilots of the United States Navy. Their journey would take them out over the Atlantic on a roughly easterly by northeasterly and then finally westerly course. So in other words, they went out to turn north and then back again as part of their training program.
Now, the Flight 19 was the one that eventually vanished in the Bermuda Triangle.
Yes, thank you for... Hear that? You just let the air out of me, too.
Go ahead.
So anyway, Flight 19 vanished in the Bermuda Triangle, like Bell just said. What happened to it? The experiments that I've done, Art, show that perhaps they were sucked into a wormhole. An extra-dimensional conduit, if you will, that takes entities, material, everything from one dimension into another. What happened to these Navy planes? Perhaps we'll never know. But tonight I will attempt to go into another dimension to find these Navy planes.
Now, before you do that, have you heard the book that's coming out about Flight 19?
What's that?
Well, the theory is that Flight 19's compasses did indeed malfunction, and that the aircraft headed north and then west, but too far north when they began their journey back west, and crash-landed in the Okefenokee Swamp in South Georgia. As you know, swamps have a tendency to consume everything that hits the water there. Alligators can consume all living material, and everything else sinks to the bottom. You recall the ValueJet crash in Florida in 1996. The ValueJet that crashed there was literally absorbed by the swamp. They now feel that Flight 19 simply got off course because of the malfunctioning of their compasses, went too far north, and then traveled west, but not west into Florida, west into Georgia, where they then ran out of gas and sunk in the Okefenokee Swamp. And so the point that I'm... General Jameson? General Jameson?
This has been Coast to Coast with Art Bell. I'm Ross.
1-800-449-8686.
Not only will I flash my high beam at you, I'd stick my pinky finger out and say, "Ooh, yeah," like the Macho Man.